Well, look, Noosa Council's been very fortunate in that the Crucifulli government has granted it $4.1 million from the Residential Activation Fund for the affordable housing project at 62 Lake McDonald Drive in Karoi. The stage one will deliver 25 homes, their architect-designed units, on land that could potentially support another 60 dwellings, but that'll be subject to further community consultation on the mix of uses on the site. And the funding helps fast-track essential infrastructure required to deliver these truly affordable homes. We say truly affordable because they will be delivered by a community housing provider, Coast to Bay, and the rents for the occupants kept at 30% of their household incomes. So we're very grateful to the Crucifulli government for its ongoing commitment to working with Noosa Council to find solutions to the housing shortages. When the housing shortage nationwide crisis hit, the community demanded that all levels of government work together to address it. So Noosa Council has been working with the state, federal government and industry to deliver affordable housing and more available housing. And the state government's come through with this commitment of $4.1 million in funding under the Residential Activation Fund to help us deliver affordable housing in Noosa, which is fantastic.